Are you looking for the perfect gift for Mother's Day? No, wait, this isn't one of those commercials. No, this is a news story. Many people will probably look on the internet for Mother's Day gift ideas. Maybe they'll check Facebook, but the state's Division of Consumer Protection is warning of a nasty Mother's Day phishing scam on Facebook. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, Utah Department of Commerce Executive Director Francine Gianni. Thanks for joining us. What's the scam that we're talking about here?
Well, essentially, there are bogus posts on Facebook, including authentic-looking coupons between $50 and $75 off purchases at Target, Lowe's, Bed Bath Beyond, and other famous names. And what's happening is people are clicking on those links and are being asked for personal information, and people are giving it.
And that's where the phishing scam comes in.
They've compromised
themselves. So is there a way you can tell the difference between a phishing scam and a real coupon on Facebook?
Well, here's what I would tell people to do, that businesses aren't in business to give things away for free. And a lot of these coupons are free $50 gift card, et cetera. That's just not going to happen. So what I would do is I'd contact the business and ask if those kinds of things are out there, because they're not out there. And unfortunately, there are people that are getting taken. The National Retail Federation claims that consumers will spend upwards of $24 billion on mom this year. And we just want to make sure that as people are looking for the best deal, they make sure that they get one that is real.
Everybody loves mom, but everybody hates getting scammed. Is there any easy way to tell technically, like, oh, a fake coupon has a blue dot in the top right corner? There is no warning like that, is there?
There is no warning. And what we're telling people is to be cautious about opening links or attachments from social media posts or emails or texts, regardless of who sends them, because these files can certainly contain viruses or other malware that can weaken your computer's security.
But generally speaking, nobody's giving you $50 for nothing, right?
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.